Dixielectrician.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jared McHugh. President Trump wasting no time in labeling Joe Biden's running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris.
She's radical left. Now she tries to pretend she's not, but she's the most liberal person in the U.S. Senate. Acknowledged to be.
The president with Fox's Maria Bartiromo this morning. Harris officially joined the Biden campaign in a joint appearance with the former VP in Delaware Wednesday. COVID-19 has surfaced again in New Zealand.
New Zealand reporting another 14 coronavirus infections 2 days after counting its first locally transmitted cases in months.
We do have an expectation that things will get worse before they get better.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern saying the latest local infections have all been traced back to one family.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Big storm in some areas yesterday. For instance, right over my house, there was a severe thunderstorm that affected, let's say, the eastern half of the city of Montgomery, especially. And there was a big ruckus and some trees down in some places. Ruckus. And so, yeah, I mean, and then I know 2 miles from my house, Ryan Stinnett had 2.24 inches of rain. It didn't have as much rain at my house, but about an inch that came down in a short period of time. Radar is going to be very active again today. Showers and thunderstorms will be numerous by this afternoon and this evening. Things are quiet right now, but they will fire up after lunchtime. High today in the mid-90s. Tonight's low down to the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms again. Rain chances running as high as 70%, but then over the weekend, the number of storms start to thin out. Scattered storms on Saturday with a high around 93, and widely scattered storms few and far between by Sunday. Right now this morning, let's check the latest information from out at the airport, where the temperature is already 81 degrees with calm winds, 903. Good morning.
How are you? Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Hey.
You doing all right?
It's good to see Al Kelly.
And yeah, Mayor of Milburn.
Yeah, and we were talking about old times when, pull that up a little bit closer to you, by the way. When your mama used to bake cookies for me, they were the most amazing cookies, and you would deliver them to the front lobby at the TV station. More than once.
One of the best days. Times. She still talks about it. You taking her on a tour of the station that day.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that. Yeah.
She really did.
Well, it is great to see you. It's been a long time since I've seen you last time. And you've been mayor for how many years now?
24 years.
Yeah. And I'm seeing commercials for the first time.
Yes, we've cut a few commercials, and they started airing on TV this morning, mm-hmm. but they've been airing here for a few days now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great to see you. Tell your mama that Richie misses the cookies.
She will make you a special batch. She's 93 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
She slowed down from the cookies a little bit.
Yeah.
But if I tell her that, she will have you a batch.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I have fond memories. Well, Al, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Joey.
It is Joey, right?
Yes.
It's good to see you, too.
Right? Yes. It's good to see you as well, Rich.
I know you have some stuff to talk about, so I'm going to mosey out of here and get out.
Okay, well, and bye, Chase.
Take my leave. Chase, you got to get down, buddy.
That new dog of yours is great. Really like that dog.
He's a keeper.
He really
is. I hit the jackpot.
Well, news and views will begin officially in mere moments. And again, we'll be talking to Mayor Al Kelly of Millbrook right when we start the show.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. More than 17,000 were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, has filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. Taylor's trial was initially scheduled for November 2nd, but this motion could delay the trial. And Secretary of State John Merrill will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concerns from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now, election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations 1 star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have same-day delivery, same-day contact-free curbside pickup, and same-day in-store pickup to keep you going. And we have the right oil, right filter, right price every day to keep your vehicle going. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Pennzoil Platinum, or Castrol Edge with a Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
America isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship. You gotta want it bad, because it's gonna put up a fight. It's gonna say, you want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental filth, my physical as well as my mental fitness, and
a very stable genius.
He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around.
I mean this with all seriousness, folks. God help us. 272-9228. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house, man in the phones for us. My co-host Jack Campbell will be joining us probably around the 10 o'clock hour. He has some Jack time to take care of this first hour. But in the studio with us, without further ado, Mayor of Millbrook, Al Kelly. Al, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Joy. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm sorry Jack's not going to be with us.
I know. He, that's Jack.
Jack, I mean, I understand.
Yeah, he has his reasons, though. But and he sends his well wishes and how you durns as well.
How you durns.
So how are you doing?
We're doing great. We're having a great time in Millbrook. Growing by leaps and bounds, and just ready to talk to y'all about all the positive things that are going on in our community, and the fact that I've never seen it like this. I've never seen it this busy, and Eddie probably sees it in his business, and it's going through another one of those spurts, you know.
Right,
did it in 04 and 05 and 06, and then things got kind of bad, and then it started back up a year or so ago, and it's booming.
And as you were going over with Rich Thomas, you've been mayor for 24 years?
Yes, sir.
24 years.
What would you say is the biggest change in that 2.5 decades, essentially?
The biggest change is just growth. We hit a growth spurt right through there in probably 2001, 2002. We've grown from about 6,000 people at that point in time to right at 20,000 people now.
Okay.
And it's been tough dealing with that, the builders and taking up what used to be a baseball practice field is now subdivision.
Right.
So it's that's been a tough part growing up there, and that you've seen things where you used to ride down the street and you'd wave your hand because you knew everybody in town. You wave your hand. Now it's not quite like that
anymore. Yeah, it's growing. That's good news, but I'd imagine with that growth comes certain challenges for municipal government. And I asked your opponent yesterday, and I'm really just asking because I'm trying to learn. I mean, there are, I'd imagine, just a lot of basic services you offer, and those have to be expanded as your population grows. But what would you say are the basic duties of being mayor and of running a city?
It's the everyday management of the city. We've got great department heads. We've got great police chief, fire chief, utilities, streets, parks and rec. I'm leaving out somebody, I'm sure, library. It's making sure they have the tools they need to do the job. Because, like you said, it expands. We've started doing things like limb pickup. You know, what started as just a friendly service to somebody to help them out has grown into now 3 trucks a day running.
Wow.
With crews going around picking up limbs, and it's been really bad since March with all the COVID and people staying at home, and they're trimming their shrubs.
Right.
You know, they're doing this, and they cut the grass and bag it up and put it on the side.
Right.
And we lost our inmates at that same time. The DOC won't give us any inmates, and so it's really caused us some problems.
Okay, so if you look to the future, and how long is the term?
4 years.
4 years. The next 4 years, do you see any new growth prospects? It's already grown, but what kind
of
growth?
Let me tell you a few things that we're working on,
okay,
if you don't mind. We've entered into a public-private partnership with Elmore County, the Elmore County Commission, the Elmore County Board of Education, the Greater Montgomery YMCA, and the Elmore County Economic Development Association. And we're funding a project, we're calling it the Fields at 17 Springs. It is a huge, huge sports complex.
Okay.
The YMCA owns about 170 acres up there, Camp Grandview. The city and the county just went in and bought 64 more acres that adjoined that. So we're fixing to do a complex that is second to none in Alabama. You know, I mean, it's tremendous. First phase of that starts probably in the next few months. That first phase will have 5 rectangular fields that can be used for football, soccer, various other things, 6 tennis courts, and 3 pickleball courts. Have you ever heard of pickleball?
Pickleball?
I had never heard of pickleball either. I had to ask what pickleball
was. What is it?
It's kind of like 10 is for old people.
Okay.
You know, it's about half the size of a tennis court. If you remember, you used to play badminton.
Right,
you probably
right.
played badminton. It's similar to that, but it's with a tennis ball and a little smaller rackets, and it's a little okay. lot smaller surface.
Okay.
And it's gotten to be huge. And I had to ask the same question, what is pickleball? But anyway, we've entered that agreement with that. The Board of Education will be paying for a large portion of that. And the immediate follow-up to that on phase two is we're going to build a multiplex. I just love that multiplex that Montgomery has that attaches to Crampton Bowl.
Right.
There's a need for indoor sports all year round. And that multiplex that we're looking at, we just sent out requests for proposals yesterday to all the architects around the area to start sending us some ideas and things, because we're not sure exactly what we want. We know how we want it and where we want it. But so we're real pleased with that. And that's going to end up being in the neighborhood of $30, $35 million before it's over with.
Okay.
But a large portion of that will be funded by us, by Elmore County, by the Board of Education, and by the Greater Montgomery YMCA.
Where does the city of Millbrook currently sit with just finances in general?
We've got, we're running about a $15 million budget. When I got in there, it was a $2 million budget.
Wow.
And so it's grown tremendously. We've got, and I was real concerned about this back in March when everything kind of broke loose
right.
and everybody was talking about the cities are fixing to be broke, and you saw your small mom and pops getting clobbered.
Right.
And so at that time, we had a reserve. We had put back enough money that we could have gone 10 months without any income.
Wow.
None. There's not
Very
another
good.
City around here that can say that.
No.
And so we were very lucky to be in that position. Also lucky the fact that it never got to that position, because actually, you know, we worked very hard with our local businesses to try to keep them going with the restaurants, with the drive-up service rather than in-house service. And so we put a special promotion zone to help them and get them going, and it worked very well. And we just, you know, we got through all that.
So it grew from a $2 million budget or to a $15 million budget.
Yes, it has.
You have all that in reserve, and you're not really carrying much of a bad debt load?
No. We've got about $9 million in reserve,
okay.
and we bought that property with the Elmore County Commission a couple of weeks ago. We paid cash for that. We don't have any debt. We can get through phase one of this without any debt also. We can pay cash for what we need. We're fixing to do some sewer expansion with the growth. Sewer is always a problem,
right?
You know, I mean, it's just you got to have it. You know, Eddie knows
to get
the commercial folks in there, they got to have sewer. You're not going to get a restaurant without sewer.
That's right.
So we're having to keep expanding, but we've got the money put back to do that. Our bond rating is extremely high. We spent a week in New York about a year and a half ago, and our bond rating is high as anybody's around here.
And so you would finance with a new bond for the multiplex?
If we had to get to phase two, that multiplex is going to cost more than we got right there. So yes, but it'll be a bond issue that will be issued through that public-private partnership with all entities involved in it.
Very good, very good. Again, we're talking to Mayor Al Kelly, Mayor of Millbrook. 272-9228 if you have any questions for the mayor. Actually, we've got some folks lined up here.
Yeah, we do.
Quickly, when they heard you were coming on, they wanted to get in. Let's go to JD. JD, you're on with Al Kelly.
Good morning. As a Millbrook resident, I would absolutely love to say, first off, you've got great police officers there, and to be a great police officer, you have to be an even better person. And every one of the officers is outstanding, upstanding, friendly. It's a warm, welcoming community. I've watched this community grow over the years. And I'm really excited about the job you've done, Mayor Kelly. I really appreciate your service, and I really appreciate the community I live in. It's a wonderful place, and I commend you for that, and I congratulate you on all the wonderful work you've done.
Thank you, JD. I'm very proud of our police department. You know, the police across the country are catching a lot of flack right now. Our citizens take them cakes and cookies and pizzas and everything down there almost every day. Our citizens love our police department. They do a tremendous job. Our fire department, rescue, ambulance, we really make sure they have the tools to do what they need to do. But thank you.
Well, I've watched the growth of the city, and often with growth, you see the bad characteristics that come with it. But y'all have managed to keep that at a very minimum, and y'all are doing a wonderful job from top to bottom out there. And I really enjoy living there, and I greatly appreciate everything y'all do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, JD. And you're happy with current force levels, like numbers of officers, and being able to keep them. I know Montgomery, you know, maybe a lot of, you know, Montgomery force will go to Millbrook, these sorts of things. That sort of thing happens. But you're happy with the current layout of the department?
Yes, and we've, you know, we're always looking for additional ones, ways to fund additional police and other employees, matter of fact. And we have been able to, and just to touch on back on the budget, we've given a raise or a bonus to city employees every year for the last 24 years.
Wow.
There's no other city around that can say that. Usually 3 years, 4 years before they ever get a raise. We've given something, 2.5%, 5% in a lot of cases, or a bonus at Christmas if we can't afford that year a set raise.
Sure.
But we've done that for 24 years now, and I'm real proud of that.
And with this growth of the budget and doing it in a responsible way, it sounds, is your tax level competitive to, let's say,
we have the lowest tax rate of anybody in Central Alabama.
Yep.
Our sales tax rate is 8.5%. It's never moved in my 24 years, and I think it was 4 years before that it was set at 8.5%. Wetumpka's has moved up, Prattville's is up, Tallahassee's is up, Montgomery's up. We have not moved that tax rate in the entire 24 years. I'm very proud of that. My business, I'm an accountant, okay? Mm-hmm. So I own an accounting business in Millbrook. So that's what I really do for my living is my accounting business. So I understand the numbers. I understand how you got to put back some money to cover certain items when it's going to pop up. You know they're coming up. And also know the importance of keeping those people. And those employees, they work hard. So we try to reward them the best way we can.
Well, I'm a Montgomery guy through and through, but I can see why so many of our listeners live in Millbrook.
Well,
and I really can. Just painting this picture initially.
Yeah, that's getting more and more. We've got three or four big subdivisions going right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has got 94 houses in it, 160 and 115. And so the growth is coming. Montgomery is coming to Prattville, to Millbrook, to Wetumpka, to Pike Road. We're seeing it every day. And I think Eddie will vouch for that.
I will.
It's unbelievable the growth that's going on again right now.
272-9228. Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, well, Al and I were talking off air, and the city of Millbrook is growing so fast. In Millbrook, when you put a house on the market, it's not a matter of, like, is it going to be on there months or weeks? It's usually hours or days before it sells. And I've never experienced a hot market like that before. So that just goes to the growth of Millbrook right now.
Good friend of mine's moving out, and they had to. They put their house on the market on a Friday at 6 o'clock, and they had 3 offers by Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
And sold the house for more than they put it on the market for.
Wow. Right. Now, that's a beautiful thing. 272-9228. Let's go to Art, who's been very patient here. Hey, Art, you're on with Mayor Al Kelly.
Hey, good morning, Joey. Good morning, Mayor. I'm Art Faulkner. I chair the Elmore County Economic Development Authority. We're a nonprofit group that tries to work with our municipalities, county commission, to promote economic development here in Elmore County. And, you know, we work with those leaders that people elect. And I just want to talk just a minute about the support that we've had from Mayor Kelly and his administration there in Millbrook, a couple of important areas. He mentioned 17 Springs, a quality of life project that is real hard to come by, tourism. But another area that the mayor has just recently given us the go-ahead to help pursue is looking at trying to help our community college system with a space there in the Millbrook, Elmore County, Prattville, Autauga County area. And, you know, Mayor, I appreciate you giving us the support to move forward with that. And we just hope that whoever the people there elect, that we have the kind of cooperation that we've had, partnership that we've had, because we really can't do anything unless the elected officials approve that.
Thank you, Art. That was one of my talking points I did want to talk about is Central Alabama Community College is based in Elk City, has decided that they want a campus, not just a facility, not just a building or an office. They want a campus in the Millbrook or the Prattville area close to I-65. And we are all sat down last week and agreed we're searching for sites at this particular time. We would love to be the home of Central Alabama Community College.
Heck yeah.
I'm big into workforce development. Sure. I think these guys that can do the welding and the electricians and the HVACs and all that kind of stuff is we need that in the construction industry. Our construction industry is suffering right now because they can't find workers. And so Central Alabama Community College, along with Trenum, other places, that's the kind of trades that they teach. Every person that comes out of high school is not meant for college. Period.
Right, exactly.
Okay? That's
right.
Fine.
Well, and a lot of those jobs you just described, people end up making more than
some folks do. That
go and get a law degree,
That's what I try to tell them when I talk to those classes, that you can have a great future. You don't have to go to college. You can go to that trade school or that community college, and you can learn a trade and make more money and be happier than doing something that you really don't want to do.
There you go. Well, Art, I appreciate you calling in and giving that extra perspective.
Sure, and Joey, thank you all for having these local candidates on. I think it's really important for people
Absolutely. To
be able to vet and not only at the local level, but at the national level and state level too. But we appreciate y'all doing that.
Thank you, Art. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good reminder, all politics is local, because Eddie and I joke constantly on there here. Who's going to win? Say Donald Trump, our president.
Okay.
Say I shot somebody on Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
Who gets the electoral votes for the great state of Alabama in the election?
I got to say that's going to change nothing. Going to go with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, a lot of the action politically, I think, is local. And I think the more we could actually make politics local in our country, the better we'll be. And it's more in our tradition. Mm-hmm. I think the nationalization of so many of our conversations doesn't always serve us well. And we forget our neighbors and what we're doing direct. So, yeah, thank you, Art, for bringing that up. 272-9228, let's go to Bill. You're on with Mayor Al Kelly.
How's it going, everybody?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
As a Millbrook resident who grew up playing excuse baseball and have a kid coming up through it right now, why do we need a third baseball complex when the first two haven't been maintained that well? And what's going to become of the other ones once this new one has been built?
The plans, and there's nothing drawn up or approved on this, on the softball fields that are down there by the Civic Center, what our plans would be for those. We're getting a lot of calls and a lot of inquiries about things like dog parks and splash pads. That would make a great location for something like that. It's right next to the Kids Kingdom Playground, right next to the Civic Center. It would be that's kind of unofficial plan at this particular time, but all these other things have to be built first. The Mill Creek Park that you may be referring to, I disagree about the well-kept. They do a pretty good job of keeping this. About 24 years old, that was the first project that I did when I got in, and a lot of us built Mill Creek Park by ourselves when we knew we couldn't afford the actual construction costs. We did a lot of that work. I hope you were down there with us. It's been real tough to keep everything up at this point in time. We don't have access to inmates. We don't have access to certain other things, and so we're doing the best we can do on that. I think the fields are in great shape, but those softball fields down there, they won't be needed. These other fields are for other tournaments and other things will be coming in. If you remember what I said on the very first, I said rectangular fields. Those are soccer fields. Those are football fields. Soccer is a tremendous growth sport right now. It's growing across the country, across Millbrook, Montgomery, Alabama, everywhere. And so that entire complex is more of a economic development venture to draw people in. We've got hotels. We know hotels. We bought a lot of the property that we bought with the county the other day is on Highway 14. We think it'll be some great commercial sites for hotels. With that facility right behind it, it'll be a first place they'll go.
All right. Well, I appreciate your answer.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
272-9228. Getting a lot of calls here, Al.
Al's a very popular person.
Yeah, there
he's been mayor for how long? and this town has grown how much?
Yeah.
Very popular guy.
Ooh, there you go. And before we hit a break, let's go to Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm well, thank you. Mayor, I have a statement and then a question for you, sir. One, I moved to Millbrook about 11 years ago from a dying town, literally from a dying town, and I wanted another small town, and I truly believe God brought me there for a reason. I love Millbrook. Millbrook is awesome. You do an awesome job. Law enforcement there, city officials, everybody has always been so professional. Unfortunately, I have had two occasions where I've had to request the assistance of law enforcement there and where I live in Grandview Pines there. And every time they've been wonderful, very professional. It's a great town to live in. I tell everybody I know that talks about moving to Central Alabama, I said, you've got to check out Millbrook. It's the best small town. And I think a small town needs to be small enough so you know everybody, and it's a great southern atmosphere, but also to where you never have to leave if you don't want to. And in Millbrook, we have everything. By the way, Mayor, thank you. I don't know how much you had to do with it, but thank you so much for bringing in Taco Bell.
you had somebody tell me that last night, Johnny.
Johnny, you won't believe this. I've had more requests for Taco Bell than all the other restaurants put together. You can total them all up. And Taco Bell, it took us a while. Taco Bell is a franchise, and the former franchise owner just decided he didn't want a bill. So these people bought the franchise out from under him. And they're opening up Tuesday, the 18th, at 9 o'clock, and they will be open to midnight. So be there.
Are you going to be there serving tacos, Mayor?
I mean, yes, I will be there.
I will definitely be there as well. The only thing I don't like about it is that you're really going to put a heart on my paycheck. But,
you got to go with that value in you.
Hey, and also the Waffle House, Mr. Mayor, that's awesome, too. We had one right there at the interstate, but that's great. That one's less than a mile from my home. That's awesome.
It is. It's that one, you know, we worked on that one for quite a while, too. They had some lawsuit problems and stuff is what slowed that one down.
Yeah.
But we kept on plugging with it. And I've eaten there several times, and I've had other people eat there several times, and they say it's the best Waffle House they've ever eaten at. So, you know, don't go to the one on the other side of the interstate.
Right.
Come on over here. Thank you.
That's right. Absolutely. The only negative I think I have, Mr. Mayor, unfortunately, is our recycling. It went away, but I've heard that the city is going to start doing a recycling bins. Is that true?
No, the recycling did not go away, Johnny. We had a little problem right there when Department of Corrections cut out. See, they actually picked up the recycling stuff that was placed down
right
there at our recycling center, and they stopped that because of the COVID, and they got tired of the handling the recycling, I guess. So we had about a week or two downtime that we were trying to figure out what to do. Recycling is still just like it was. You can take your items down there. We take the cans, we take the cardboard, we take newspaper, we take the plastics. But what we're doing with some of them that DOC was getting for their particular facility. There's a facility in Montgomery, I think it's called Repower South, I think is the name of it, I'm not sure. But that's where the city of Prattville, the city of Montgomery, take all of their garbage to. The city of Prattville doesn't...
Doggone it, Mr. Mayor, you took the only thing that I had to gripe about away from me.
I'm glad to do that, but it's
I'm
open.
I'm just going to say you're doing a damn good job and keep it up.
Well, thank you. It's open 3 days a week, same hours it was, same stuff you've been taking down there. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks,
thank
Johnny.
Thank you.
272-9228, this hour, first hour of News and Views, always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you want 50% off on transfer of those old videotapes, VHS, even Betamax, of course, the little camcorder tapes, they can be transferred at 50% off to a DVD or digital file for your computer, but you got to call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell them you're a News and Views listener to take advantage of that discount. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of this hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Oh, man, you caught me. Slam off guard.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
That's
Randall
I
hear on here.
Oh, yeah. This is our buddy Randall.
Let me tell you. This man right here, the genius. I can't believe you. You can't put personal in politics, and that's what another gentleman has done.
And please don't waste no money on no ads, Mr. Kelly. And because ain't nobody in Millbrook that stupid. And
Randall, we sell ads here, man. Don't say that, Randall.
Yeah, I got you. But y'all, that complex, y'all, is going to, man, Millbrook, y'all are so blessed. And the entrance won't be in front of Walmart. So, you know, man, he's been working on this so many years. And this is, when you go over there and say, join the YMCA, y'all, they got zip lines, paddle boats, outdoor basketball court already built. It's got a roof over it. And only thing I ever think that you need to add now since times are changing to that plan is all the indoor facility over there, you put in some kind of, like a sprinkler system, the fire system, but you put in a fogger for disinfecting where down the road you ain't never got to worry about no viruses. You'll always be a clean community. You can let people run out, defog it in 2 hours, let the vent suck the stuff back out.
Good
and
idea.
Blow it away.
Thank you,
Randy. And then that way you're going to tell, yes, sir. And, man, y'all, man, I kill you. You rock, bro.
Thank
man, I wish
hey,
that, man.
I saw a thing on the news the other day. I think it was in Chilton County where the school superintendent, they had bought some foggers, kind of like backpack sprayers, and they could fog all their schools and everything in just a few hours. So we're looking into that, I promise you. Thank you, Randall.
Appreciate it, Randall. And let's go to Judy. Hey, Judy.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all? Good
morning, Judy.
Good. I moved to Millbrook in 1972, and I've been there ever since. So I've raised my children and everything in Millbrook. I love Millbrook. So, but I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
I'm the only house that lives on Dismukes Road. That's the new baseball field and football field and all that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're the only ones that live there on that dirt road. And we were just inquiring. I wanted to know. Is the road going to be closed to traffic, or is the road going to be widened, or what are we looking at for the future of that road and all of that new construction right beside?
Judy, we've got some preliminary plans on that. The road is not going to go away. We're going to have an entrance to the facility off of Highway 14. We have to work with DOT on that particular thing because DOT controls Highway 14. So we are, your road's not going to go away. If anything, it will be improved. And, you know, some people don't want the dirt road improved. Some people do. You know, I don't know what you want on it, but the road should be improved. It will be an entrance itself into the facility, not next to your house or anything, but into the facility itself.
Okay, so my other question was, are you from where y'all are putting in the driveway coming off of 14 and Old Prattville Road? We're actually about 20 feet from where you're putting that road straight in and out. Are you going to put a gate up to keep them from going out over Tree Road, or are you going to just leave it open for all traffic each way?
I'm trying to think of where you're talking about. We're putting a road in. We haven't put any roads in right there.
No, not yet. You've got it marked off, I think, for 14 coming into the complex, and then I think another one's coming out at Old Prattville Road. But like I said, we've been there 30 years, and we're then going to be the only one by the place.
Where that was marked off is where we were getting into that big grand opening ribbon cutting or the groundbreaking thing. That's what that entrance was for. That is not necessarily where the entrance was going. That was just for that particular day only, and to get to the up to the fields, we're using that. But that, I think the entrance is actually further down towards Oak Tree than where you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I know you've been through there. I've seen your truck and your signs, so I know it's you. But like I said, we're the only ones on that whole road that's the gray house with the big shop beside it. And we were just concerned about all the traffic and us, you know, and all the noise and what's coming in beside us. So I just wanted to ask a question because more or less,
we're going to take care of you. We're not going to leave anybody stranded or hanging. I don't believe in trying to diminish anybody's property values or anything else. Believe me, we'll take care of you. I promise.
Okay. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Uh-huh.
Well, Al, it's been good having you in here and just hearing the response from the community. Yeah. And this has been kind of a lesson to me of the and we call it bedroom communities, but with the growth over the years.
Yeah, let me hit you with some more growth things real quick.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's make this like a... I made my list here. Yeah, let's make this like a closing pitch statement sort of thing.
You know, we talked a little bit about the Taco Bell. That's huge. I mean, I don't know why, but it's huge. And they've been a pleasure to work with. Right next to Taco Bell, Popeyes will be breaking ground next month also. And so that we're going to have more eating places than you can shake a stick at. Have you ever heard of Eliano's Coffee Shop?
Eliano's Coffee Shop? I have not.
There's one in Prattville, and this gentleman, he's building one in Millbrook. It's right next to Zaxby's, right up in the Walmart Shopping Center.
Right,
and it's a drive-through only, and they say that I'm not a coffee drinker when it comes to stuff like that, but it's one of those places like a Starbucks or something. Yeah. And this gentleman is building one in Millbrook, and he wants to franchise these things out eventually. Neighborhood Grill out of Clanton. If you've never heard of Neighborhood Grill.
I have heard of Neighborhood Grill.
They're moving into what was old China Buffet.
China Buffet, yeah.
And it's been an empty restaurant for about 3 or 4 years now. They've got their lease done on that. That's going to be a huge restaurant for us. We've got something coming up you've never seen. It's called the Rex Food Truck Park.
Hmm.
They will have libations and music.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. It'd be opening in the fall, and they're going to feature food trucks. They've really added on to the building there. They're going to feature different food trucks every week.
I like that idea.
So, I mean, things are going, and like I talked to you about the subdivisions that are going right now, it's moving quick.
Well, I love the sound of it, and the election is August 25th, right?
Yes, sir, August 25th.
And then tonight, you guys have a forum.
We have a forum tonight. The Millbrook Men's Club, who has done one of these forums. The Millbrook Men's Club, kind of the unofficial city council before there was a city. Judy was talking about she moved here in 72, I think. Millbrook was only a city since 77.
Wow.
You know, so back then, the Men's Club was one of those, you know, if you
good
wanted something, you go to the Men's Club. And they've always done these forums, and I've been very proud to be a part of the Men's Club for 30 or 40 years, and I appreciate them putting this event on tonight.
Well, Al, I appreciate you stopping by. And appreciate everybody calling in. And get out and vote on August 25th. Stop by the forum tonight.
Get to know your candidates, man.
Thank you, and I appreciate your vote. Paid political advertisement, bye.
y'all, thanks for coming in, Al.
Really appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon after this quick break.
From each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Thank you again to Mayor Al Kelly. You know, Eddie, you and I were just talking off air. Like I said, I'm a Montgomery guy through and through, learning about Prattville, and I learned about Millbrook. We need to learn about Wetumpka next. There's so much going on. I was very impressed. Just seeing the growth numbers and all the cities surrounding Montgomery. You know, and I hope what this does is it creates a healthy competition with all the cities in the River Region here.
I think it will. You know, I think Mayor Al, first time he's probably had to run since, I don't know how many years. So, and I know, and you know, competition makes you step your game up no matter what.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing.
Again, 272-9228, and again, this hour. Brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off, yes, 50% off for the month of August on all those old tape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer, any of those old, you know, family get-togethers when you're hanging out by the pool or just having a picnic or, you know, a good 4th of July celebration, something funny happens, or maybe it's a big event like a graduation or a wedding or whatever it is you saw fit to film, you need to preserve those memories and bring those analog tapes into the digital future.
Definitely.
Dan Black Studios can do that for you at 50% off for News and Views listeners. Also at Dan Black Studios, they can transfer those old tape audio cassettes. They can put all those CDs you've collected over the years onto a USB thumb drive compatible with that brand new car stereo to get on your computer. They can also do full video production from the ground up, or they can edit together raw video footage you already have shot. They really do it all. They're a one-stop, great local shop for all your audio video production needs as well as your restoration needs. Dan Black Studios, great, great sponsor, great local business. Y'all check them out today. Again, that number 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.com. Net. Let's go to the phones and talk to East of the Rockies.
What up, East?
Hey, listen, I'm delinquent in calling. I wanted to speak with both candidates, but my job kind of kept me from it, which is a good thing. I'm glad I can complain about
that. You still taking out those pests these days?
Am I still doing what, sir?
What are you? You're taking out pests, right? Or no? What's your job?
Yes, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, my day job is pest control, and we're outnumbered. Billions to one, so we're in good shape. Hey, did either of the candidates happen to comment on the idea of not defunding the police, but funding the police?
They didn't really, but I know Al, he did mention the police department.
He just touched on he's happy with the department and current funding levels, current force levels. And
there
From what I've heard, you know, talking to folks in Millbrook, I've not heard any major complaints at all.
No.
We
dealt with their police department a lot.
Little things come up, and you know, I've always found this humorous. Like when Todd Strange would come on these airwaves here from Montgomery, And I'm sure when things get back to normal, I'd love to have Stephen Reed back on if it's not, you know, playing the national game. Mm-hmm. But I've always maintained, like, for instance, a couple of years ago, my car window got busted. Somebody broke into my car. My first thought wasn't when I look at this shattered window at 2 in the morning. I didn't step back and look at the sky and go, Todd Strange! No, that's not, like, I don't blame city officials for the, you know, basic crime and people's individual decisions. If there's a pattern, that can be an issue. But
my first thought when you told me that was jilted lover.
You're right. It just, you know, stuff does happen. As long as it's not a big pattern of behavior that could be prevented, you know, you got to deal with it. That's life.
Yeah, you're not like Khan on the original series.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Well, listen, I appreciate it. And thank you for having our candidates on. The down ballot stuff is very important. And we need to hear from these folks. And I will consider someone who will come out and speak to us on the radio before I will somebody just hides behind a sign.
I agree.
There you go.
I agree, man.
All right, great. You guys have a good day.
You too, East. You know, coming up, folks, we are going to get into everything that's going on the national level because tis the season.
Tis the season
to be enthusiastic about your candidates, to suffer all the back and forth. It's really, politics is like insult comedy these days.
Right now it is.
I've kind of decided, though, Eddie, the first person.
Yeah.
Whether it's Biden or Kamala or Donald or, excuse me, Mr. President or Mike Pence, maybe Mike.
Johnny Quest's dad.
Yeah. Whatever candidate uses the insult cabbage head, I'm going to vote for them.
Really?
Yeah. So just call Trump a cabbage head, Biden. You got my vote. God, it's so... Sometimes it's so silly. There's so much at stake, and there really are serious issues facing the nation. But when I see sometimes how we conduct ourselves in our democratic experiment here, I shake my head and just have to laugh at it. Again, 272-9228. We got to hit another break here. Spent a lot of time there with Mayor Al Kelly, and again, appreciate him coming on, all the calls and all the attention.
He's a great interview, too. He's very proud of his city.
This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth is the owner, operator, proprietor over there at Heirloom Jewelers. He's got expertise galore, trained at the Gemological Institute of America. And also, his folks used to run the place. It's a 40-year business, Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in fine antique and estate jewelry. And right now, with gold prices up, 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 up.
Big time.
Diamonds are always valuable.
And they're forever.
Yes, they are. You can get incredible top dollar for any finished jewelry items you bring in. Or, with metal prices across the board, up.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of money for just scrap jewelry, especially scrap because you never wear it. But even those finished pieces that you're willing to part with that you don't ever wear, why not turn that into cold, hard cash that you can go spend however you like or put it in that savings account? And all it takes is setting up an appointment with Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066 is the number you need to call. 260-0066. Once you show up to the appointment, bring in your jewelry items, your inventory, he'll look it over, Troop will, and he'll give you an appraisal. And then if you agree on that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. You can also call 260-0066, set up an appointment to go see what they have currently in stock in their showroom. If you're looking to buy a jewelry to treat yourself or surprise that loved one in your life, you can also go to heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views, and another great local small business serving you, the River Region community. You'll check them out today. More News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on
our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border. Once again, trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The radar will be quite active again today, especially later on this afternoon and this evening, and again tomorrow as well. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms both days. Couple of storms could be on the strong side, and we'll see some locally heavy downpours as well. High today, mid-90s. Tomorrow, I think, we'll be in the low to mid-90s. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Then looking ahead to the weekend, not as many storms around Saturday. More scattered about here and there. And in fact, by Sunday, the storms will be just widely scattered, few and far between, more of a typical summer situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Why the hell would I take a test? Oh, man.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036 to take advantage of 50% off on all those old tape, VHS, Betamax, any sort of old tape. I mean, there's all sorts of different types. You can get it transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer. 50% off for News and Views listeners. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of this hour of the program. Well, coming up, we're going to get into this speech, this unveiling, if you will, of Joe Biden and Kamala, or no.
Kamala.
It's not Kamala, because Tucker made that mistake, right. And it just revealed his racism and disrespect. True. Not Kamala, that's the wrestler. Kamala.
Right, so it should be spelled C-O-M-M-A-Lala?
But yes, the unveiling happened yesterday, and they were late because apparently there are terrible storms in the Northeast, and the power kept going out.
Yeah.
One thing that I find so gross about politics. And I think Greg Gutfeld made this point yesterday, and it's like, hey, get out of my head, Gutfeld. I'd love to talk to that guy someday. If Harris really had such a good relationship with Beau Biden.
Yeah.
Biden's son, who right. very tragically passed of brain cancer.
Right.
Same as my mother. If it was such a good relationship they had as attorneys general, then why would you accuse that guy's father, Joe Biden, of essentially being buddy-buddy with racist segregationists and essentially believe the allegations, give credence to the allegations against him for sexual assault? Like, it's just, this is, and now you you accept the nomination and you're ready to work with him as part of the extended Biden family. There's just something about